Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
The New England Patriots are like the Adams family. They have guys on their team who are creepy and kooky, mysterious dudes who eat avocado ice cream, dysfunctional jokers, weird cats. Yet all they do is win, spanking the Tennessee Titans over the weekend to advance in the NFL playoffs. Now, if this is the demise of the Patriots, then they must be like, look, let's at least put one more ring on it. I mean, if passing for 337 yards and three touchdowns is the result of Tom Brady flying over the cuckoo's nest, then I want to be crazy too and eat kale by the bell. I actually like kale. Avocados too. Put some nuts with it, scramble some tofu in there. That's a mean salad now. Some good eating right there. Anyway, New England's win has turned these NFL playoffs into Tom Brady and the charge of the misfit quarterbacks, because battling New England for the AFC divisional title will be, Nelly, we see you, Jacksonville. Oh, and with that, pause with me to salute the late, great sports broadcaster Keith Jackson, who died over the weekend.
Whoa, Nelly!
Mr. Jackson was 89 years old. I like the way he did what he did, and I won't come close when I take this sports report back to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, where Blake Immortal Bortles stuck it to the Steelers. A late surge by Pittsburgh made it close, but it was Bortles over Big Ben Roethlisberger. So either Jacksonville or New England will represent the AFC in Super Bowl 52. In the NFC, an immaculate deflection led to a completion that resulted in a first half Philadelphia field goal, a 53-yarder by rookie Jake Elliott. That got Philly within 1 point of Atlanta at halftime. The Falcons scored no more in the second half. Elliott kicked two more field goals, and the Eagles flew from the Falcons. Philly and quarterback Nick Foles over Atlanta and QB Matt, all that, Ryan. Philly will have to get past Minnesota in order to get a Super Bowl shot. That's right, Minnesota quarterback Case Keenum played New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees and the rest of the Saints like Casey Kasem, counting down the hits on the American Top 40.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
Super Bowl Sunday is February 4th in Minnesota. Wait, that's Case Keenum's crib. Now, wouldn't it be something if the Vikings, well, let's let the games play out. With that, I'll say peace out. For more sports, or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.